Good morning, a Tuesday morning, a Halloween Tuesday, and we're with Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Not scary at all. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with questions being raised about possible manipulation of absentee ballots. Explain what races we're talking about.
Well, in particular, there's a race in the city of Albany for one of the election districts to elect a city council member, the 11th ward. And then there was a very close race in the primary in the town of Colony for Colony town clerk. And dozens of elected officials from Albany County are now calling on state and county agencies to investigate what they say could be abuse of the absentee ballot process in these races. They're asking that this probe happen before Election Day, which is a week from today. Last week in the Times Union, we documented the concerns, and they say they've gone and gotten additional information from people who have made applications for absentee ballots. There's only a few reasons why you can do that under New York State law. And they were assisted by election workers in these races and maybe filled out only part of the ballots. So there's some questions of what could be election fraud. So they have a lot of people calling for the probe. We'll have to see what happens.
Well, as our podcast on WAMC, Listen with the Lights On, suggests, you may want to keep those lights on now as Mike answers the question of whether there's a ghost at the Cohoes Music Hall.
Yeah, it's just one of those spooky things that are going on around the Capital Region today. Our story by Linda Edwards and Emily Masters looks at what is reported to be a friendly ghost, that of an old vaudeville star named Eva Tengue. And this is all according to employees at the Music Hall, which itself is a beautiful building that was constructed back in 1874, and it's having its own comeback lately. Lots of plays and performances going on there. They say that Eva Tengue is one of the famous Broadway performers. She was nicknamed the girl who made vaudeville famous, and she got restless after she passed away in 1947 and came back to town where she had regularly toured, and she likes it there. And employees say that props go missing, figures have been reflected in empty windows, and there's all kinds of other signs of paranormal activity. They have a video of the whole thing, and we have it on our website, and so check it out, and happy Halloween.
I don't care how friendly the ghost is, Mike. I see one, I'm going. Happy Halloween, Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, David.